Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro in the morning.
Yes.
Yes.
And filling in, I guess, for Ebro, we have DJ Khaled.
That's right. That's right.
Yay,
Khaled's here. Major Key Week is here. Friday's the day.
Yes.
Khaled, how are you?
Man, I feel so good, man. The album, you know, Major Key, you know, my ninth album, it's my best work. That's how I feel. I'm going to let y'all judge that when it comes out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's incredible. Like, you know what I'm saying? I gave you for free top five record in the country right now.
For free is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be number one. Man. And then, it went gold. It's officially gold.
Wow.
You know, and it went gold fast.
Very fast.
Life is so different from Khaled now. He comes in, he looks and smells luxurious.
He has a smell? Major smell alert?
Speaking of luxurious, this is, you know, I'm the Lux Dawn. This is Bel Air. This is the new vibe. And this is like luxury. It's luxurious.
Wow.
It's rich. And of course, you know, Ciroc, Apple. Celebrate success right. Apple, Ciroc.
The only way. I agree.
And then, you know, of course, I'm the Douce Dawn.
Okay.
And of course, I'm the Ciroc Dawn.
Right. Of course.
I'm the Douce Dawn. You know what I'm saying? Take a toast. Take a toast of respect. Respect the code.
I love that he comes here with options. Whatever your mood is.
How do you choose the mood? What mood is the Ciroc Apple mood?
That's celebrating success.
Okay, so we celebrate success. Okay. New deal alert.
Celebrate success at all times.
Okay,
Ciroc is an all-purpose situation.
Got it, okay.
You know, then you got the Douce, you know, I like to, you know, like, you know, amongst bosses and all of us, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I said, take a toast to respect.
Got it.
Respect the code.
Got it. You sit with Hove, you might pour yourself
right,
a little.
Right, but not even just that.
Cigar
respect
vibes.
The code.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And if you ever tried the respect code mixture, it's just amazing. It's a vibe. And not just that, it's two different vibes. You know what I'm saying?
This is vodka.
This is that vibe. You know what I'm saying? Then you got, you want to live life luxurious?
I love luxurious.
You know what I'm saying? Luxurious.
Luxurious.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't want you to live life in luxury.
They don't.
That's right.
So we're going to make sure we live life luxurious and in luxury.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree with
Major
you more.
Major Key, Friday. On iTunes, exclusively on Apple Music on iTunes Friday.
Now, how long does that last? How long do you rock with just the Apple exclusive? And then does it open up and it will eventually be available everywhere?
You know, they got a two-week window, two-week exclusively. Not just that, you know what I'm saying? I love Apple.
Of course. Why?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Apple Ciroc. I like the, you know, Apple music.
Love apples.
You know, I think it's just healthy way to listen to music, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You
and know? Healthy to eat.
Yes, yes.
You delicious green apple.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just excited. Yo, guys, listen, man. Like,
feels good. It's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's a celebration, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I work so hard. And, you know, my fans inspired me to make Major Key. You know what I'm saying? They know, like, every album I have a different inspiration. You know what I'm saying? And this inspiration was my fan love. You know what I'm saying? Every time I got with fan love, I went in the studio and it took that energy from them, meaning as in that love. And love is the key. You know what I'm saying? I think it's very important that we understand what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
We have to pray more, unify more, come together and show love, because love is the answer. You could walk through fire when you have love. You know what I'm saying? Look, by the way, you got to see this drop I did for you.
Can
I do it live on the radio?
Oh, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Laura Styles drop?
I'm so excited
Laura
about this.
Laura drop alert.
Yes, thank you.
I say cheeks, I mean her cheeks on her face.
Of course.
Because, you know, I know y'all be flipping.
No, I will not do that.
Okay.
Your cheeks remind me of my angels, my flowers. Your skin is like smooth like the flower.
Oh, my God.
Khaled.
Nah, every time I see you, it's just like a beauty, you know?
Wow.
No,
it's not even a drop. It's just a very nice compliment.
It's so poetic.
Poetry alert!
You know, we have to tell people that we're beautiful.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And we got to spread more love. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's going on in the world. And I commend you, Rosenberg, for what you did the other day, you know what I'm saying, on the radio. And, you know, you spoke the truth. And you spoke with passion. You can tell it came from your heart and your soul. You know what I'm saying? I love that. And it touched me, too, because we all felt what you felt. Like, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I'm here to tell you, man, love. Love is the key. Love is the answer. And we have to do it because they don't want us to love. You know, love is so powerful. It's so powerful. That's why they don't want you to love. And I'm not just saying that they use the they don't want you vibe.
No, it's real.
I'm telling you, all that they don't want you is real.
But this is the realist.
Yeah, I'm saying, because the key is love is powerful. And that's why they want us to argue. That's why, because when you have two bad energies, it can get crazy, and you see what's going on.
And someone else can win. They right, win when, right. when
so,
we're fighting.
So what I'm saying is, if we come together and show love, that's the key. Love is the answer. Remember, I told you this.
No, and listen.
You know why you
know
love
else?
Me?
Why? Why do I love you?
Because I show you love.
You are. Confirms. You have great energy. You're super positive.
You know why my brother supports me? Not just besides us making great music and being what we deserve.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's a different type of love. That's called respect. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about relationship. When we greet each other, yeah. it's real love. What up, my brother? Bless up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know, you feel comfortable having a conversation for me. This ain't no fake love.
Yeah, I've never gotten that from you.
This ain't no industry love.
That's not how it is.
I don't understand that. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about we got to love more and we got to pray more.
Yeah.
And when we do that, let's hold hands. Let's hold hands real quick.
Right, I'm coming.
I just want to show you something.
I got it. I'm coming over.
I'm going to show you something.
Here we go. I'm coming.
When we come together.
Okay.
When we come together, we are the most strongest people ever in the world.
I feel this.
And if we show love, they can't stop us.
No, they can't.
They can't.
No.
So we're going to love.
Love.
On three. Love more. Okay. One, two, three. Love more.
Woo.
That was powerful.
Now, here's what we're going to do.
That was powerful. You know what's crazy?
No, here's what I'm going to do. I want to play.
Real talk alert.
I want to play.
I love you, Kathy.
I want to play a gold single, yes. top five single.
Please.
It's called For Free.
Yeah.
We're going to play that. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the man who left us and who, for some reason, feels like a member of They these days.
Nah, it's sad.
Ebro. We're going to talk to Ebro. No, it's real. No, we'll talk.
It's sad. That's our brother. That's our brother.
It's our brother, but it's sad. No, and we're going to talk to Ebro next.
Because I don't want, like, I know we can have fun and joke. So, Ebro, everything's fun and joke. You know, Ebro, sometimes he go far.
I know. Look, he this does. Is Kellen putting out the disclaimer in case.
You know, the key is always put a disclaimer. It's called safety alert.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, let's go be right back. Khaled's here. It's Ebro in the morning right here on Hot 97. It's DJ Khaled takeover time.
That's right.
And DJ Khaled, there's one weird thing going on with such positive energy, so much love in the room.
Yeah, well, we got to update Ebro because he might be on another vibe.
Right.
And we got to just tell him what our last break was.
Ebro, I just want to let you know that Khaled just, we held hands together.
Yes. We all held hands.
Yes. And we created an amazing energy.
No, listen.
Who was in the kumbaya?
Yeah, but listen, but me,
Khaled and Peter.
If they wasn't in the kumbaya, then the kumbaya
it was me, Khaled, and Laura. We were all kumbaya.
No, but Ebro, let me update. We was talking about, because I was just telling everybody, you know, saying, and I was commending, you know, Rosenberg, the way he spoke his mind. And, you know, I felt it, you know what I'm saying, through the phone, the Instagram, and it touched the world. And I respect that, right? And I was just telling him, you know, in times like this, you know, they don't want us to love. You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, because love is really powerful, you know, and when and that's what they want us to do is the opposite of love. So they want us to be in some type of negative hate thing. And I'm telling them, this is when we got to pray more and come together and unify and love more because love is the key and love is the answer. So I wanted to update you before you start going bad.
Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Like, I was so on the love page. I mean, I was on the love boat.
Yeah.
Like, I was so in love. It was just love.
Captain Ahab, like, or whatever.
Yo, like, real talk. And then I put this thing. It was so much love. It was called Fan Love Friday last Friday.
Okay.
I was trying to put together. Mm-hmm. And see, what happened was they.
Don't say who they are.
Nah. Ebro.
They wanted to tell me that we couldn't do Fan Love Friday. Because they wanted me to do something else. So I was like, yo, but I'm trying to bring people together.
I like
I'm trying
that.
To have fan love.
I didn't know about, listen.
The radio station.
But Ebro,
like,
Ebro.
Khaled was going to be live.
Why don't you just call your brother?
All type of this.
Ebro, you should have just called me. You know what I'm saying?
I told him to.
No, he did call me. He did call me, and I called him back. Am I correct? You seen a missed call.
Yes, you did call me back.
I like. You know what I like about this? Honesty.
Yes, that's key.
Major key.
No.
Major key.
Yeah, major key is honesty. And but he did call me
love,
and I called.
The love only works. The love only works if everyone understands
as
a collective.
Well,
so there are people that didn't kumbaya with us right now that I still got to go see.
No, but listen.
About not kumbaya with us.
But the people that you did talk to, I wanted not only show them love, because I think that you and the person you talked to had a mis communication.
Nah, Khaled, let me tell you what it is.
Let me give you the key.
They playing with me, Khaled. No, they keep playing with me, dog.
I don't know what that. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
They keep playing with me, man.
Listen, hold on.
It's love until you push Ebro in a corner and keep playing with him.
Listeners out there.
It's all love.
Hold on. We got to update because, you know, listeners don't, you know, what's going on, listeners, Ebro has a vibration that is not connecting with him through a different communication channel that he wants to tighten up. What I'm saying is, Ebro, I think this one was miscommunication.
It is possible.
Because if I was involved, the answer is, of course. Let's get it.
Well, and here's the thing.
You know, I got a better idea. How is Japan?
Yeah, how is Japan, bro?
Japan is so incredible.
Let's talk about the summer jam in Japan. Let's get back to love. Because you see, they're trying to steer us away from.
We can't fall for the trap.
And we cannot.
I'm so glad you took me out of that trap. Because I was about to walk into the trap.
Yo, my brother. Hold on.
Because I felt like they was trying to play with my relationship.
No. And you know what? This is big. This is big because. This is beautiful. You see, my brother said, we could have fell for the trap.
Yeah, but we didn't.
We stopped.
That's yes.
And that's the key.
Major key.
So let's talk about Japan Summer Jam, because this is really big.
It's history.
This is legendary.
No, it's super legendary. But who's performing? Because I don't
know. Fabulous.
Okay.
Fabulous, Pusha T, French Montana,
man.
Omarion, Joey Badass is out here in Japan. So Japan, if you're listening right now, next year we're gonna have DJ Khaled out there, even though he don't like to fly. By next year, we're gonna have him on that.
We'll have
joint.
A boat. He'll leave early on a boat.
We're gonna figure it out.
He'll leave on a boat. We'll broadcast live from a boat.
I'm all for that. I love Japan, man. I can imagine the energy in Japan.
Special. They love hip hop.
Yeah, no, they go hard.
Now listen, Ebro, thank you. I just wanted to get you on the phone and have you guys work it out. We're gonna keep doing Ebro in the Morning without you now.
Yo, but whenever y'all need me to walk back into that trap.
Fading out. Bye, buddy.
You know, this is beautiful. Today's a beautiful day.
Jesus.
Look, we all learning, we bettering ourselves. Ebro, back in the days, Ebro would have went bad.
Oh, like he does all the time.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, but guess what? We put that love out there, and he said, you know what? We're not going to fall for the trap.
But I do want to say, that is something that is special about you. Like, and we can all look at all the different reasons why you've had this explosion, but the real number one reason is the energy you put into the universe.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the music. It wasn't just the relationships. It was a combination, and it's sort of like, I'm being serious when I say this, Khaled.
Yeah.
When you look at the DJ Khaled story, and I've talked about this with my brother a lot of times. Your story, do you know how unlikely it is? For in America right now, we have a man of Middle Eastern descent, not a man who looks like the traditional American beauty we've seen before, right? Who America, of all colors, races, religions, has completely accepted it, and you become a megastar? This is a beautiful thing. This is energy. This is what you've put out into the world,
and
it's given back to you.
Yeah, and you constantly remind people of where you came from. Remember I told you that I love when you put up those photos in your old apartment with the old posters? Because you never forget.
You never forget.
But I think it's important. I think it's inspiring to a lot of people who are coming up who see somebody like you, and they're like, well, yo, that was me.
Is that me.
I mean, it is. That's why everything that I speak, I feel like we all relate to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's what's so beautiful about it, because we all do relate to it. And that's why I always look at some of the greats that I love, and I read their stories, and I see they went through the same storms that we went through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a key. You know what I'm saying? So think about it. Like, I know for a fact we all go through financial problems, and then we overcome them, or we don't overcome them, or we got to figure it out. That's one thing. That's the hustle. That's the grind. But you know what I'm saying? Like Rosenberg said, the energy. You know, I always put my energy through the music, but I always give you my energy personally, who I am. If you know me and what's going on, I think everybody's getting to know me. You know what I'm saying? Besides
all of us.
Yeah, that knew me for 10, 15, 20 years. Now the whole world's getting to know me. And they're going, like Laura Stiles says, they're going back into the history. And like, damn, he always been like that. And damn, that man used to be skinny. Like, you know what I'm saying? With no shirt on in the garage, you know, DJing or sleeping in the back of his car like I did. Or you know what I'm saying? Got kicked out of his apartment 100 times. Or, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Whatever situation we can all relate to. And my thing is that I just maintain to stay positive and overcome what they said I couldn't do.
Now, I want to ask you more about that. I want to ask you about going to the White House, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's play I Got the Keys.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to talk about some cuts off this album.
Oh, and let's talk about that, too. DJ Khaled is here. He's taking over Ebro in the morning. Yes, Laura Stiles.
Hi, good morning.
We still have the DJ Khaled in the building.
Taking over Ebro in the morning today. Today's special.
Album's out Friday. Special. it's called Major Key.
Yeah.
But this is a special cloth alert at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know what else, Khaled, that we haven't said enough of?
I like that.
I like that.
Don't ever play yourself and forget I like that. It's my favorite one right now.
I like that.
Now, speaking of I like that,
yes.
you seemed very touched when you had that opportunity to go to the White House. What was that like, man?
I mean, first of all, I went to the White House. Well, I went to the White House twice.
Oh, my bad. Apologies.
I went to the White House to see Obama, and then I went weeks later to the correspondent dinner.
Yes.
And my date was
Ariana
Huffington.
It was amazing.
That was my date.
I know.
So when I went to go see Obama at the White House, it was very amazing. I was very inspired. And, you know, Obama, he's my president. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Me being an American, born in the USA, you know what I'm saying? He's my president.
Facts.
And I love him as my president. I wish he could still be our president.
Yeah.
But when I met him, you know, the reason why I love him as my president is because I feel like I know him for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of energy he puts out when he speaks to us, or the presence when I see him. So when I went to the White House, when I met him, I felt like I really was... Like,
what'd you say? What was the conversation?
Well, you know, the conversation was about what we're talking about, love, meaning as how we can uplift the world, the community, and, you know, to let people know if you ever fall... You know, you ever been through something that you can actually get up and move forward? Because some people, when they fall, they think they have to stay down. You know what I'm saying? For instance, say like Rosenberg, tomorrow he gets a speeding ticket and his license suspended. He might be like, you know, I can't drive no more for the rest of my life.
Right.
Like, he might have that mentality, or his people around him is pulling him down, saying, you're finished. You know what I'm saying? And we got to tell you, nah, you ain't finished. Fix that and move forward. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know what? I got a better idea. You know what? Let's teach the young world now not to fall. And if they do fall, we're going to let them, we're going to pick them up, and we're going to help them. But you know what? Let's let them know early, don't fall. You know what I'm saying? And the key I was given was, man, the key is love. It's like I just told you. We got to put more love out there. If it's us doing more community service.
Mentoring.
Yeah, if it's us, you know what I'm saying? Because I know when my fans see me, they inspire, and they come to me and say, Khaled, you changed my life. I'm inspired. I'm doing better in school. I'm making more money. I'm more focused. And when they telling me this, I'm like, man, that's so beautiful, because that's love, right? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So I'm like, how about we do this more? And I'm saying us, you know, we blessed to be celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, well-known. How about, besides, you know, us putting it through our music, let's touch people for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, your fans that support you, that buy your albums. How about not only you show them love through your music, man, give them a hug. You know what I'm saying? And when you meet that fan, tell them and inspire them. You know what I'm saying? And you can't meet everybody. Tell them through your social media. Do your Twitter, do your Snapchat.
But you do meet a lot of people. I mean,
no, I go all out.
You make yourself very accessible.
Does it get hard sometimes? Though, seriously, when you show up someplace and there's 200 people waiting there, and you got to get inside, how do you try to touch everyone?
I mean, I just try my hardest, and not try, I do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to remember, you know what I'm saying, these people are helping me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they are the reason.
Yeah, they support me. They show me love, and I appreciate it, and I let them know. You know, I know when I'm eating and the fans come, I'll stop eating and be like, yo, let's do it. Take the picture, whatever. Because at the end of the day is, you know, like I said on your show before, some people can't handle success. I can.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that's part of success.
Yeah.
And that's something that you have to embrace. That's love. They ain't coming to beat me up. They ain't coming in.
Nope.
They want a picture with an icon.
Of course.
Who was it?
You know what I'm saying?
How many pictures a day you think you take in public with people?
Oh, my God.
Man, so many. And it's all love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you take hundreds a day?
Definitely.
Hundreds a day?
Definitely.
And what is it like? I want to, actually, you know what? Let's play a little more music. We'll come back to DJ Khaled. We got to ask you about fatherhood, because that's around the corner.
Yeah.
And I want to pick your brain, because I need you to share some special moments You know what I'm talking about. That Formation tour.
Oh, yeah. Formation tour. That's coming up next. DJ Khaled take over Ebro in the morning. All right, DJ Khaled's here. It's Ebro in the morning.
Good morning to everybody tuning in. Khaled decided to get rid of Ebro, and we're happy about it.
I'm fine with it. Love you, Ebro. But listen,
Ebro, good people.
I want to play you something. I want to tell you. I want to play this for a second, Khaled. Let me tell you. Do you have a memory of this song right now? If I was to play this, do you remember this right here? Let's see.
No, that ain't Joey Cottachina. That's Joey
Cottachina. The joint. Yeah.
Classic alert. You know, can I tell you the story?
Yeah, please do.
You know, when I first met Fat Joe, was in New Music Seminar in New York City.
What year was this?
This is before this record, before his first album came out.
Uh-huh. Wow, so before this song.
Yeah. And actually, the album was coming out that week or two.
So you're talking about...
I met him right before his first album came out, so... I'm outside a New Music Seminar, and I'm going to tell you a crazy story. So I had the album on vinyl, right? And
Relativity.
I had the vinyl album, and I meet Joe Crack, and Joe Crack got a face, and his face is doing this.
It's weird.
Yeah, like one eye squinting.
It looks like the effect on Snapchat.
Yeah, and he looked like he was just, he was in that mode, Flow Joe mode. So, was like, so I met him, and I was like, starstruck, you know what I'm saying? And I had his vinyl, and I was like, yo, I showed him the vinyl to let him know I'm a fan. And he said, how you get that? And I'm like, oh, shit. This Fat Joe the gangster. You know what I'm saying?
He's about to slap me.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. And I was like, I get promos. I get promos early. Like, you know, like I was telling him I get promos early. Like,
now, were you on the radio yet? You were doing pirate radio?
I was straight in the garage.
Straight garage still.
So what happened?
So he just showed love, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we took a picture. And he I don't even know if he remembers it, but he signed my record. And, you know what I mean? And ever since, we stayed in touch. So when I used to live in Orlando, he came to Orlando to do a show. He had a show with Shaq and Nas.
Woo!
Shaq and Nas. You know, it's crazy. I never tell Joe these stories, but I'm sure you got to remember. But he had a show with Shaq and Nas, and I'll never forget, like...
But these were a big deal to you because he was already becoming a star, but you weren't a star yet. So this is a big deal to you at the time.
This Fat...
Everything.
Fat Joe, man. Okay. So, you know, back in them days... I guess the promoters put you like in a Holiday Inn or something. You know what I'm saying? And it was like in a Holiday Inn off of... what's that road, Nash? Was it 441? OBT. What's it? OBT was like a where Magic Mall was.
Oh, Colonial Drive.
Yeah, like it was off of there, right? Colonial Drive. So I was like, I went to the hotel to meet him, like, yo, because he kept in touch. So I was in town. I was like, yo, I'm gonna come to the show. I went to the show with him. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, that's Fat Joe. You know what I'm saying? And then Big Pun was with him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, this is when Pun wasn't even... No, Big Pun wasn't with him. No, he wasn't with him. Steve Lobel was with him. Now I remember.
Shout out to Steve Lobel.
Yeah, Steve Lobel was with him. And I went to the show, boom. And after that, I ended up moving to Miami, you know what I'm saying? And I was walking down Ocean Drive, and I bumped into Fat Joe again. And Fat Joe was at Wet Willie's, and he seen me like, yo, what up? What you doing out here? I'm like, I live out here, man. Like, you know... I went through some serious trials and tribulations. I just had to move forward, and I wanted to come conquer Miami, and this is my home. This is my home, man. This is like 27. This is a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my home. And he was like, man, I love Miami. So we kept in touch. So he always would come to Miami and visit. And then, you know, of course, from there, that's when it got... super strong relationship. You know, Fat Joe's a big part of my life and my career. You know what I'm saying? He shouted me out on a lot of records. And not even just that, I DJ some of his shows, produce some of his records. You know, he made Lean Back in my garage.
Really?
Yeah, he made Lean Back in my house in Miami. I built my garage into a studio. I don't know if y'all know that.
No.
He recorded Lean Back in my studio called Jerusalem.
Wow.
Remy Martin came in the house, jumped in the crib, stopped the record and said, hey, I got to get on. I was there.
Hold on, real quick. We need to take a moment for this right here. This is important. We got to take a moment for what this moment must have meant to you personally. This is what I wanted to ask you. I'm glad you went there.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel it.
I see you. Show this corn law.
Yeah, let me tell you right now, with you in the video.
Every time you played it, how many times would you bring your name back?
Man, you know,
like 30 times.
What did that mean?
My vinyl on the record is so much snap, crackle, pop.
You gotta understand, there's a couple angles from this. Number one, I'm telling you right now, honestly, for me at that time when that record came out, I didn't know who you were yet. So to me, I would sing the ad libs. That's the first way I knew your name without knowing who you were. So for you, not only is, by the way, every DJ, I've been mentioning a few records. Anytime you get a shout on a record, it means a lot to DJs.
Of
you love
course.
It. But what about when it becomes the biggest record smash in the world?
So insane. That record, I was there with Joe when the record was, you know, the beat was getting made. Me and Joe in the studio. I seen the beat getting made. Recorded that record in my garage in my house called Jerusalem. I named the studio Jerusalem, special place. Did his verses there. He had three verses on the record.
Oh, there was originally three? It was originally three Joe verses.
Yeah, yes. It was Joe's record, and Remy Martin said, no way.
I need in.
You know what I'm saying?
And boy, did she come official.
She jumped in, told the engineer, it was my engineer at the time, and told the engineer to mute Joe's second verse and start rapping. And we in the kitchen like, yo, what's this girl doing? And we go in the studio, and she just ripped it up, man. You know, and that's the family. So, you know, that record meant so much to me because not only was it the biggest record, you know, for him to shout me out, for him to have my name in his mind on a record that was going to be life-changing for himself was so amazing. Not just that, you know, that's like, you know, I'm the godfather of his daughter. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I love Azariah, you know what I'm saying? Azzy, you know what I'm saying? And like today, you know, when I see Joe, you know, like when he got, I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. Like, this guy makes hit records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's always co-signed me and always showed me love. You know what I'm saying? And
is he excited for you about you having the baby soon?
Man, he's excited for me. Not even just that. He's always excited for me. It's not a time that he's not. You know what I'm saying? The man always, you know, Joe Crack was the guy that convinced E1 with Koch Records at that time, Alan Grumblatt, to give me my record deal. You know,
because
I was bugged Joe so much. I need to put my album out. I need a record deal. These people, I need your help. He went to Alan Grumblatt and told Alan, give Khaled a record deal.
Wow.
And then I got my record deal and I took my opportunity and went hard and look at me now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I tell everybody. You know, relationships and friendship is so important, but at the same time is embrace your friendship, but embrace your opportunity. Don't never take it for granted. Mm-hmm. Take it to another level. And that's why I tell you, when you're on this show, go hard, Laura. Go hard, Rosenberg. Because you the next level is waiting for you. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta tell you, it's inspirational, Callie.
Yeah, and it has to be so special because even for us as fans, just to see a full circle. You know, Joe was a little quiet for a little bit, and just to see him and Remy come home and have this incredible special moment. What? When I saw Dre at your baby shower, I was like, yo, it's just,
you know, Joe,
it's just
Joe,
amazing
Joe,
to feel that.
Joe ain't never quiet. It's when he want to do something.
Well, I know he's making his moves.
But I just want you to know, but that's how dope he is. Like, when he puts his mind to something and want to make a record or whatever he want to do, you know, Joe is loved. You know,
and I'm pretty sure Joe is making his million and being in yachts and doing this other business deal.
Listen,
securing many bags.
He definitely secured a bag.
Many bags.
Let me tell you, but I want to tell you a story, too. I remember when Joe played me Twins in a Lexus. It was in a Lexus in Miami. And he played me like, yo, this is going to be like on a mixtape or something. I said, huh? I said, this record right here is the record. You know what I'm saying? And Joe and Pun performed it at my birthday party before Pun was like Big Pun. And dead in the middle. You know, I got footage of that. Yeah.
This was performed. Cal, take this for a second.
This was performed at my birthday party before, like, Cal, it really blew up.
Do you realize that?
You got to put that out. That
Big
footage?
Pun performed Twins at your birthday party?
I got Big Pun. I got to find this DAT because at that time I recorded on DAT. Big Pun, I went to his house in the Bronx. And he freestyled over Victory Biggie for like an hour.
And you have that on a DAT.
And while he was freestyling for an hour, he fell asleep. Like, after he rapped, the mic was still and he started sleeping. And I'm just looking at the crib like, yo, this man just got done rapping for about an hour. I don't know what to do.
So what'd you do? You gave him a little poke?
That's Big Pun. That man Big Pun had like when I say 100 people outside of his house is surrounding the house.
So what did you do?
I mean, I just waited till he woke up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's my brother. Pun loved me, man.
Wow, so you and Pun got to really know each other.
Oh, man, that's my brother. Pun, like that's my brother, man. Pun, when he recorded his album, he came to Miami just to see me, put me in his van, put a chain on me, his big Terror Squad chain, like yep, big one. And he said, I want you to hear my album. You know what I'm saying? Before he passed away, he played it for me. I know records that it was verses and stuff that y'all didn't hear. Like, you know, I've heard so much. I was there when he was creating Still Not a Player. I was there when Joe walked in the studio when he was working on Still Not a Player. Joe gave him a car and a big check that day. I remember these moments. These are inspiring to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying. I'm hip hop, bro.
I know.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been, yeah.
I was going to take you back here. Speaking about hip hop, you are. What does this song mean to you right here?
We going full Juanette right now?
Woo! One of my favorite songs ever. Pete Rock, Public Enemy, Shut Him Down Remix.
I think it's one of the greatest rap records.
How do you know I love these records? I like that.
We've never talked about it, but I know. Yeah, I know, like, you love P.E.
Yeah, I love this record right here, Pete Rock Remix, though.
This is the one.
Listen to this. I testified, my mama cried. Black people died when the other man died. See the TV, listen to me. Double trouble. I overhaul and I'm coming from the lower level. I'm taking tabs, showing up, stuff to grab. Listen. We should play this record in rotation right now.
We need this right now.
Yeah, we need this right. First of all, do you hear this beat?
It's my favorite. To me, the beat.
Pete Rock is one of my favorite DJs, producers of all times. Him and Premier, like, as DJs, you know, so we come from DJing. So when I see, like, a Pete Rock do his ad libs, like, you know, I'm in, you know.
Oh, yeah, that is
I got ad libs. He got his.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like his little.
He has one right here. Hold on, you want to hear my phone? Yeah. Let's see, Cal, how far you want to go. See how far you want to go.
Let's see. Let's see. Yo, Pete Rock, when I tell you, listen, anything at that, well, he's doing, at that time, if that man Pete Rock produced or remixed something for you, you was out of here.
And listen to the early ad-libs. Yeah. Just the uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think the best ad-libs was on his, what was the best ad-libs when he did, what's the solo he put out?
I think you were in the documentary for that. No, maybe you weren't.
Solo
from Soul Survivor?
The solo. Creator. Which one?
The Creator.
Mm. Yeah.
But he rapped on that too.
Yeah, I know, but that's when you got the full-fledged.
Let's see, hold on.
The full-fledged Pete Rock.
The Creator is so special. Hold
on. Nice vibes, man.
Here we go.
Yo, this would rip the club down, boy. This would rip the club down.
Do you think that people don't know what a head you are, that you're this serious a hip-hop head?
Well, that's why it's good when he reminds him when he posts these dope-ass photos. Like, he put one with Guru the other day.
Yeah, yeah, Guru, my guy. You know, Guru. You know, I made an album before I made an album.
You did?
Yeah, like, I made an album before anybody knew who I was with all the biggest stars at that time.
And it never came out?
Never came out. And I have the reels. I made records with Guru when Guru was talking about when Gangstar was, you know, and remember, nobody knew who I was. And I made records with Wu-Tang, Guru, KRS-One, Bone Thugs, before anybody knew who I was.
Just from you being in the scene and getting to meet everyone and people liking you, energy.
Yes, and I was hustling. Like, I was hustling.
Like, anytime anybody came to Miami, you would just snatch them up and get in the studio with them?
Yeah, when I seen Guru, and I, you know, Guru met me, I'm like, yo, Guru, and I, you know, obviously, if you come to Miami, you're going to see me DJ, and you're going to be amazed. So I'm one of the best in the world.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Confirmed.
So, you know, from there, I would bring him to the studio, and I cut a crazy record with Guru. This is when this Gangstar, like, at its, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is like right here, probably this.
I'm gonna tell you a story about
Guru. Wait, is this moment of
Guru,
truth time?
Because Guru,
I'm guessing a little before.
Guru,
a little before.
He's allergic. He's allergic to something. I don't know if it was. He was allergic to, I think maybe shellfish. Something. He was allergic to something.
Okay.
And we was in the studio, and I finally got him, and I played him this beat, and it's crazy. Like I said, it's gonna be crazy when I get him to cut the record, and he ate something.
He went into anaphylactic shock.
No, bro. Yeah,
like this time.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. But he broke out, and I panicked. I'm like, yo, tell the studio, call the ambulance. We got to get him to the hospital. You know, he started swelling up.
Did he have an EpiPen?
He took
Benadryl.
I think Benadryl or something.
Yeah.
Hours later, he was cool, and he cut my record. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he still cut the record.
Still cut the record. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog, man. Like, you know, Guru had a crib on the water in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Guru had a crib in Miami. He showed me a part of Miami. I didn't even know they had cribs out there. Like, it was by the water and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Guru loved Miami. He loved Miami.
What year did you get to Miami?
I think 94.
I want to ask you a question. Tell me if this song ever meant anything in Miami, or if it's just a nerdy hip-hop record that I like. Did this record ever actually pop in Miami? Tell me right now. Hold on. Wait for it. See if you know yours.
Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. After police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right.
Rascass, Miami life.
Oh, Rascass, Rascass. I remember Rascass, my guy, too. You know, I met him in the early days. It probably did. You know what I'm saying?
The Rascass record you remember is probably Soul on Ice. That was the monster.
No, I love Rascass. No, I rock with him.
So everyone who came to town, what about like...
I had KRS-One rap on my pirate radio show for
four
hours.
Is that really true, that story?
On Everything I Love, and I have it on a dub plate. I have to find it.
Wait, what part? The KRS freestyling for 4 hours or his pirate radio show?
No, we all know he had the legendary pirate radio show.
My pirate radio show is the biggest show in the world.
How long? Okay, so real quick. KRS.
Four hours. I'm not lying to you. We had to find a way to stop. Like, literally, KRS-One rapped for 4 hours freestyling. And I was throwing the dopest beats ever. Like, cutting up beats. And he wouldn't stop, man. This man was going so hard. KRS-One, one of my favorite rappers of all times.
Shout out to KRS, one of the best. That was around like this time? Like, you would say it was like this era, right? I'm guessing.
Of course.
Now, you got to rap. Now, how big did the pirate show get? Like, tell people, because a lot of people don't understand that you had a pirate radio show in Miami.
And this was in Miami or in Orlando?
This is Miami.
Okay.
Miami. I have to say, pirate radio made me who I am today, because I basically would DJ 24 hours around the clock on the radio, and Miami would hear me every second of the day, and I would break all the records, and that's why the artists love me so much, because I would break them in Miami, but on another level, though.
How much reach did you have? How far did the station get?
It was like almost the whole Miami. You know what I'm saying?
And whose station was it? Someone ran it?
I can't. It's confidential.
Right, but someone had a station. Pain. So you weren't the only person on it. There were other jocks.
It was me and a bunch of DJs, but a lot of reggae DJs.
And y'all, did y'all make any money or no? It was all for the love just to be on the box.
It's all for the love. Straight community playing music. And that's what actually got me to do the big radio station with 99 Jams. And Luke, I was co-host for Luke. Shout out to Luke, man. Luke, my brother, you know, let me co-host his show and mix on the show. And then from there, when he left radio, I ended up having my own show. So, and I used to do pirate radio at the same time. I had both of them. Like, so basically, if you came to Miami.
You were hearing you. Callum's getting hurt.
You're hearing me. And when you go to the club, you hear me. But I'm talking about in rare form, though. I'm talking about rare. Let some of these artists tell you the stories. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll tell you, like, when they came to my show, you know, Pun came on there and rapped for about an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, artists that would never.
When did you meet Busta? You met Busta back then, too?
Of course. Busta was my brother. Busta would come. Busta was so big. You know, Busta was, like, the biggest.
At the time?
Yeah.
Did you meet, I'm going to just name a few artists. Did you meet Redman back then?
Of course. I've known Redman. I don't know if you remember. I mean, you probably don't remember, but. I'll never forget, in Orlando, Redman had, it was a DJ contest, and I think he was DJing for K-Solo, and I was in a DJ contest, and I would rip it down, Peter Piper, and he would rip it down. I'm like, man, this man nice. This Redman.
Wait, you battled, not against him.
No, I was in a DJ contest. They performed
he was just hanging out.
Oh, there.
But he was DJing for K-Solo.
It was a club called The Breakfast Club. Yeah. I knew him before he was Redman. Like, you know, meaning as in the big rapper Redman.
And K-Solo.
Remember,
of course. Letterman. Everything. Spellbound.
That's a problem, boy.
Listen, Google it. Google
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Spellbound. A problem.
He spelled the entire song.
You know what I'm saying?
K-E-V-I-N-M-A-D-I-S-O-N. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
You saw Red from all the way back then.
Man, I've opened up me and Ron G, DJ Ron G.
The legend.
I went on the road with Ron G to DJ Biggie show in D.C., Howard.
Howard,
you know what I'm saying? Where, that's when... And a fight broke out. You know, it was party and
bull.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was there, man. You know what I'm saying? I did all this stuff. Like, ask Kid Capri, man. I was the kid that would be, like, in the DJ booth. Like, let me get on, man.
How ill was Kid Capri?
One of my favorite at all times. Kid Capri is, like this guy's a problem. Like, I'm talking about, no, this man, like, he was the god when it came down.
Did you end up doing
clubs down?
Yeah, did you end up doing the same style he did? Like, Kid Capri is notorious back in the day. I'm sure now he's using Serato. But by the way, check the Juan Epstein with Kid Capri if you ever heard it. But he would stack his records,
yeah,
would just stack.
I did the same thing.
The same thing, right?
Yeah.
I had a bag. Like, if I wouldn't DJ the club, like, it was my night, and I knew I was trying to do a set, like, even if I wasn't invited, I'd bring this one stack of records. It's called... the major rip down. like enough will tell you a story about the major rip down.
Did you know Syfe back then too?
I knew, yeah, of course. I knew
okay.
Syfe later on.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like, next generation.
Yeah, the next chapter.
But you knew enough first? Or you knew them all at the same time? Like you get onto New York people.
I might have known enough first.
Yeah, because Enough was probably with Biggie at that time.
Oh, that's right. That was with Biggie.
I might have enough. Yeah. I used to give beats to Clark Kent to give to Biggie.
Did anything ever happen?
I always asked Clark Kent, and Clark Kent always told me he heard him.
Did you? Do you remember the first time you met Hove?
First time I met Hove, a few times I met him. That's Hove. He would pop up, but you know, I don't know if you knew me, but I would say hi, and he would say what's up.
But you
know,
remember it? Because I remember the first time I met him. I met him in Miami, actually. I met him at Impact outside of the Fountain Blue in 1998.
Believe it or not, I met him in New Orleans. I was visiting New Orleans, and he was on. What's that record with him and Foxy Brown?
I'll Be or no, Sunshine?
No, the boom, boom, boom.
Oh,
boom.
Ain't No.
It was, he came through and went into this little club in New Orleans, and he had a bunch of people with him with, you know, doing promo. And I was just in the club as a kid. I was visiting, and he walked in. I was like, that's this man right here. He hustling. You know what I'm saying? That's when that record was popping. But he was like, you know, the street teams, and he was out there just like hustling. You know what I'm saying? That's when I first met him, but he ain't gonna remember
that. Right, you were
I was a fan, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a fan, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, I'm so blessed I've got to see so much, been to all the classic KRS-One
shows. Is there anyone out there that you've never met, any rap artist at this point, that you looked up to?
I met Biggie, I met Tupac.
You met Tupac also?
Of course.
Where'd you meet Tupac?
Oh, man, when Flavor Unit was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just sneaking into the concerts, you know what I'm saying? And
there was a Flavor Unit show?
Because I remember Queen Latifah and all of them there.
So you met him in Jersey?
Nah. It was in Florida. It was a show they had. Okay. And I was just backstage. When I say I met him, like, meaning
so
as
Naughty
in,
was there. So yeah,
Naughty,
Tretch was there.
All
so
that.
Tretch was there in Tupac.
No, I used to be, you know, you ever been to Black College Week in Daytona Beach?
No, but it's legendary.
Like, I was there when Scenario, you know, Tribe Called Quest, like, that was the most livest thing ever. I'm talking about that weekend, me and Clark Kent will go and do parties. You know what I'm saying? And I'll never forget Buster coming out. Like, that was like, pull that footage up. Like, pull them old footages up. Like, it's too classic. It's too classic. I was there.
So, back to the question. So, anyone. So, you met Tupac. You met Biggie. You met Pun.
Who else?
Yeah.
You've met Dre.
Yes.
You met M.
I've met M. Does M, do I know him personally? No, I met him, though.
Like, what, you shook his hand, but you never had a real
say hi, boom, boom.
Is that, would that be something you want for an album one
yeah,
day?
Yeah, I've been wanting to work with Eminem for the longest time.
Have you had the Paul Rosenberg special cloth talk yet?
Me and him never sat down and talked. I think that's what's missing. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, he came to my thing with Elliot Wilson. What was it called? The Crown?
Oh, he did?
And
Paul did.
I seen Paul there, and I was like, I found out during the show, and I was like, man, that's dope, because I've always wanted to meet him, and I respect him a lot. You know what I'm saying? And he represents, you know, Eminem, and that is that. You know what I mean? He's good
people. What about Big L? Do you ever meet Big L?
I never met Big L.
Okay, there you go. I got one.
Never met one person
he hasn't met. Have you met Lauren? You met Lauren before.
Yes, I met Lauren Hill, definitely. And speaking of Lauren Hill, I want to thank her. I want to thank Miss Hill for clearing a major sample for my album. And, you know,
There's a major Lauryn Hill sample on your album.
Whoa.
Major key alert right now.
And have you ever heard of Nas? Yeah. Like, be ready. Listen.
Oh, this is tight. I'm excited about this.
And I can't wait till you see, well.
This Friday, it's two days from now, we're going to get to hear everything. Yeah. Major Key is out on Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, because it's coming out in 2 days. The song that Nas is on, the song is called Nas Album Done. That's what I titled the song.
Nas Album Done.
And the sample is Fuji La.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh la la la.
Smash alert.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the boy Nas going in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen, your team is telling you you have more major things to do.
Yeah.
The album is out Friday. I cannot wait. Callie, we're proud of you. You know that.
We're so happy. But before you go, real quick, just because, I promise, people were like, we want to know. Can you just share with us a special moment in the formation
tour? You know what? I might have met Big L.
Just came to you?
Yeah, because, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, Joe Crack, my brother.
Exactly.
And, I think I definitely met Big L. I can't even play.
I'm gonna have to ask Fat Joe.
Because I know Diamond D. I know all of them. You know what I'm saying? Joe brought me around.
Showbiz.
I was there at the Palladiums and I was there when Greg Nice and Nice and Smooth and Joe Crack and all of them would perform. Like I was there.
You don't know because you guys could have met in passing before it was probably. Like it was Big L.
I've known Joe Crack when he used to drive the MPV van. The MPV, you know those.
Of course.
I known him then. You know what I'm saying? Greg Nice. I know all of them, man. Like, Greg NIC. It's one of my... I love Greg Nice.
He's the L.
Yeah, he's
L. All right, Laura, ask your formation.
No. I just need you to share with the audience, because I know I was talking to the girls backstage, and it was like, you have to share just a special moment when you met Beyonce during the formation show the first time. Because you talk about being nervous and they want to say anything crazy.
I'm very, very shy and super starstruck when I'm around Beyonce.
Really?
No, very. Like, very.
And to me, she's like, I've met Beyonce a couple times, but she's like a Southern belle.
I'm from the South, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, I'm very, very shy when I'm around
so
Beyonce.
So what was that conversation
I just say
like?
Hi. Like, well, for instance, on the formation tour, thank you so much. Right. I appreciate it. And I just run. I run out the room.
What do you...
And then, or if Jay-Z's there, I just, like just keep...
You avoid contact with Beyonce?
Of course. Like, it's like... if Jay-Z and Beyonce in the room and I'm talking to Jay-Z, and if even when she talks, I just look to say hi to be respectful, but I immediately, go back talking to Jay-Z or like it's kind of like look in the sky. And like, that's Beyonce, the biggest artist in the world.
Biggest artist in the world, facts. Yo, Khaled, Major Key, Friday.
Friday on iTunes,
yay!
Man. Fan love, go get that. And I thank y'all, man, because y'all are a real big part of just all the amazing things that's going on, man. A lot of information got released on your morning show a few times. And, I'm very happy about it.
I appreciate
you. We're happy for you. All thank right, you, Khaled.